I thought it would be fun to record some portions of my tarot book to my podcast. Not everybody perhaps is ready or even wants to dive in and read the whole book. And I know some people really prefer to listen rather than to read. So I thought I'd give it a go. And where else would I start recording but the court cards? They are without doubt my favourite group of cards. So I'm going to start by looking at the breakdown of the different groups of cards in the deck. And then probably over a couple of recordings, record some different chapters from my book about the court cards. So starting with the actual tarot deck. This feels quite weird to be reading my own work out loud, but I'm just going to crack on and get it done. The tarot deck. The tarot deck breaks down into three main groups of cards. The major arcana, numbered 0 to 21. These are the named cards, for example, Justice, Wheel of Fortune, and reflect the typical experiences encountered on a journey of self-growth. This aspect of the cards is referred to as the Fool's Journey. Each individual card also represents a specific archetype. The easiest way to understand the concept of an archetype is the idea of an original pattern, and it is simplest to think of the big archetypes we see in popular culture. The hero who saves the day might be John McClane from Die Hard, Simba from The Lion King, or Harry Potter. The villain could be Voldemort from the Harry Potter books, the Joker in the Batman movies, or Moriarty in Sherlock Holmes. There are certain patterns of psychology and behaviour that are universally understood. Jung pointed to deep and abiding patterns in the human psyche that remain powerful and present over time. Archetypes are universal and fundamental structures of the psyche. A major arcana can reflect your own psychological processes or the circumstances in your life, but they are often experiences that you need to go through. Difficult minor arcana cards may reflect circumstances you can avoid altogether if you choose to. The minor arcana. These cards represent the world around us and how we interact with it. A minor arcana card could represent our home, family, job, body, friends, relationships, hobbies, etc. Or it could point to the way we are relating to or dealing with this part of our life. These are the challenges and experiences of everyday life, represented in four suits similar to playing cards. Court cards. These often represent specific people in your life. Alternatively, they could represent you, especially the roles you might play when interacting with others in your life. For example, mother, leader, victim, party girl, sensible one. A role is similar to an archetype, but more focused on our relationship with others rather than our innermost self. Often the court card suggests that embracing a particular role, for example, for the Queen of Swords, this could be strength, analytical skills, self-confidence, or clear boundaries, will help you to resolve a particular area in your life. The minor arcana and court cards are also split into four distinctive suits. Understanding the associations for the four suits will give you a further clue as to which area of your life the cards are reflecting and how best to embrace the message they offer. Wands is typically energy, enthusiasm, spirit and inspiration. Cups, emotion, the unconscious, dreams and relationships. Swords, the logical mind, communication, words and plans. Pentacles, body, work, home, finances. A good way to think about the four suits can be illustrated using the process of having a drink. Where wands is a sudden impulse, a desire for a drink. You know you are thirsty. Cups, imagining drinking, considering what it feels like. Swords, logically deciding what to drink, deciding if you will follow through with your plan. And pentacles, making your drink and then drinking it. I've included here just a note about gender. I think it's really important. Throughout the book, I may describe certain cards as masculine and others as feminine. I may also use he, she or they pronouns. This is for ease of communication and refers only to our psychology, not our gender or physical selves. My experience is that any of the cards can be expressed by someone of any age, gender or race. The cards are talking about the balance of our inner selves. If you prefer, you may consider active energy instead of masculine and passive energy instead of feminine, wherein we are each a unique subtle balance of both. The four elements. Fire. The suit associated with fire is the suit of wands, also called staves, staffs, clubs and bows. This is male energy, yang, active, our spirit, our energy. Fire is the spark of inspiration, that eureka moment when we connect to something greater than ourselves, our intuition, higher guidance, guides, divine energy. It is contagious optimism, with an ability to draw other people into a spirit of hope. It is the constant drive to understand ourselves more deeply, to create more passionately, to be and do just a little more. It is where we place our energy, our focus, and our will. Key phrases: impulse, creative force, inspiration, expanding awareness, freedom, passion, desire, anger, spontaneous action, movement, optimism, energy, enthusiasm, new beginnings, projects, risks, self-growth. Watch out for too much fire energy. It can burn you. With unrealistically high expectations of yourself and others, very high energy levels tend to lead to a tendency to burnout and a potential for aggressive outbursts. Whenever you see fire cards, ask yourself, what is your burning desire? Is there a new idea or inspiration offered here? Where is your energy focused? Is it in the right places and balanced? What is your intuition trying to tell you? Are you feeling burnt out? Are you seeing red? Throughout the book, I include certain parts that are in italics that were written at the time of editing and collating the book, and are a sort of a personal reflection on tarot. And this little part here is in italics. As you read through the elements, the ranks and the court cards, always be reflecting back. Is this me? Am I wansy? Feeling burnt out, I am very wansy. Feeling burnt out is pretty normal for me. I constantly struggle with planning too much, and I am a terrible finisher, but a wonderful starter. When it comes to tarot, my enthusiasm is one of my greatest and fiercest strengths. I still get excited by the unique way the cards perfectly reflect a client's situation. I still gasp in astonishment as I turn the pack over to see exactly the card I expected to see. I have not lost my wonder or enthusiasm for tarot. Like the Page of Wands, tarot can hold my attention completely. I simply never get bored of tarot. So coming out of italics and back into the main body of the book again. Water. The suit associated with water is the suit of cups, also called chalices, vessels or hearts. This is female energy, yin. Passive, our unconscious, our dreams, our soul, our heart, our emotions. Water is the dreamy, reflective, instinctive part of our soul, where we feel, and words are just not enough. Water, ever yielding, always contained, ever changing. But it can extinguish the fire, wash away the earth, or saturate the air. Without that intensity of connection, life is barely worth living. Yet too much of it makes life unlivable. Key phrases are feelings, dreams, relationships, imagination, fears, passivity, love, apathy, empathy, sympathy, psychic powers, visualization, moods, nurturing, listening, reflection, romance, containment. Watch out for too much water energy. It can swamp you. It's easy to be deluded by our dreams, fantasies and fears, and to forget to actually live our life. We can be so influenced by others that we are constantly adjusting to their needs and desires whilst neglecting our own. We can be so emotionally connected to others that we are immobilized by their pain or our fear for them. Whenever you see water cards, ask yourself, how do I feel about this? Am I out of my depth? Am I honouring my own feelings or giving away to others too easily? Do I need to stop dreaming and start planning and doing? Is it time to adapt or move on? Is this my cup of tea? Does it feel right? And then moving into italics, a more reflective part. Anyone who has read many of my blogs or joined me on Zoom sessions will have worked out that water is my least favourite suit. Sorry if you feel watery. It's very simple. I may moan about burnout, but I choose that way to manage my emotions and get through difficult times. My real shadow self, the parts of myself I am very uneasy with, lie in the suit of cups. My default stress position is to be a people pleaser, and I'm also very empathic. That can be a dangerous mix, especially when dealing with toxic people. I can all too easily get lost in the vastness of my emotions or lose myself in others' emotions. My watery self is not particularly grounded or well balanced. Coming out of italics, air. The suit associated with air is the suit of swords, also called spades, arrows and feathers. This is male energy, yang, active, our logical mind, communication, words, a thought formed, then communicated by word, a list, a letter, a plan, thought through logically, analysed meticulously. Words can never completely communicate the full idea. Each person understands them uniquely. Words are never enough. Key phrases, logic, reason, communication. Words, planning, honesty, conflict, wit, breath, ideas, focus, opinions, law and order, cutting away, idealism, balance, thought, oppression. Watch out for too much air energy. It can cut right through you. It's easy to become detached from our emotions and the reality of life by being caught up in our own mind. It can lead to conflict as words spoken are easily misunderstood. And our mind can trap us with thoughts about low self-esteem and our lack of self-worth. Whenever you see air cards, ask yourself, what do I think about this? How can I plan, prepare and organise? What is the logical response to this? Am I being honest and should I be honest? Think first, act second. Am I communicating clearly and being understood? Would it help to talk to someone? What's the point? Dropping into italics, I love the sword cards. How we think, how we communicate with others, the power of thoughts and words. This is the kind of reading I love to do and very much how I use tarot for myself. Yes, some of the cards look a little darker than the other suits, but that is the power of words and thoughts. Coming out of italics to explore Earth. The suit associated with Earth is the suit of pentacles, also called coins, discs, stones, and diamonds. This is female energy, yin, passive, our body, our actions, our physical possessions. Earth, the spirit incarnated, this body you live in, this planet you live on, everything that you can touch and feel. Yes, inspiration, love, and communication all matter, but until we experience them right now, in the immediate present, with our body, they are of limited value. It's in the ordinary of everyday life that the real magic happens. A good meal shared, a walk through woodland or by the shore, losing ourselves in a craft, the sensory experiences of a garden, dancing to music, gazing into someone's eyes. When we live with our senses in the moment, we are truly alive. Key phrases: body, study, health, craftsmanship, attention to detail, tradition, money, abundance, community, food, home, garden, security, dependability, self-reliance, self-worth, groundedness. Watch out for too much earth energy. It can bury you. With Earth's overcautious attitude and obsessive attention to detail, it can be hard to get anything done. Don't become too attached to materialism, money or clutter. It can get in the way of living. Don't get too stuck in your ways. Whenever you see Earth cards, ask yourself, what should I do? How should I act? Do I need a little more perseverance? How are my work, home, income, and health? Is my attention to detail slapdash or obsessive? And moving into the italics for more personal reflection. Throughout this book, I will refer to the concept of being grounded. Those who know me well know how I struggle with this personally. We are grounded when we feel our body, when we are fully present, when we are in the moment and mindful, not caught in our head overthinking, talking to ourselves. Have you ever been on a beautiful walk, but been so caught up in your own thoughts that you didn't really see anything? Have you ever eaten a meal without tasting the food? When we are grounded, we are fully present. So whenever I teach tarot, I always put a great emphasis on the four suits. Because if you can understand the four suits, if you can really feel what each of those suits mean, then it unlocks all of the minor arcana and all of the court cards. And numerology is really important, but, you know, there are 10 numbers if we look at the minor arcana, and then you've got the complexity of the court cards. How do we number those? So I always start any teaching process by really going through the four suits, because it's much better to understand four concepts really well than 10 or 12 or whatever number we were, 22, you know, the smaller, the more detail, the more we can really grasp what those elements mean in everyday life. And to me, practical tarot reading is about understanding what the cards mean when referred to your life, because that's what we're reading for. So I hope you found that helpful. I will be sharing some more podcasts. I've got a crazy busy week coming up. Lovely, it's personal things rather than work things, so it won't be for a few days yet, but I'll move into talking about the ranks of the court cards and then the individual court cards themselves. And of course, if you've enjoyed this, you can grab my book from me. You can buy an ebook or the book itself from Amazon, and you can sign up for my Zoom tarot courses. I have one starting in February, which is 6 weeks covering the absolute basics.